Today we are going to talk to Anne Chapman of the Community and Outreach Department at UConn on her involvement with the Cultural Heritage website. Hello Anne, thank you for agreeing to talk to us today. Could you give us some background on the Cultural Heritage website?
Yes, UConn gets some of its funding from MLA, but we realise that a lot of the resources that we have on our website, although they're relevant to people in the cultural heritage sector, they're not really focused at that sort of audience or written for that sort of audience. They're actually more focused at the research area. And so we decided that we actually would reuse and repurpose what we already had, but present it in a way which actually suited that particular audience.
Could you give us a brief overview of the various features on this website?
Well, we decided to split what we offer into various little areas. So, for instance, Intro Bites is a set of brief introductions to lots of topics. Where we find that a particular topic takes more than what can conveniently fit into our format for the Intro Bites briefing documents, we then split it down even further. So, for instance, on microblogging, there will actually be a set of maybe three or four different documents. They're all written and aimed at the learner, the beginner, using these sorts of technologies and services and tools. Then Meet and Learn is where we keep all our links to events. So for any event that we're running for the cultural heritage sector, we are putting together not only the programme, but links to the slides. Sometimes there'll be other materials. There might be some embedded video. There might be links to resources pulled in through Delicious. We've also put up a virtual bookshelf. And to do this, we've used LibraryThing. So we don't have to keep the records. And LibraryThing widget picks them up and pulls them into our pages. That way we're able to focus on items which are relevant to the audience, but on the digital area. And also we can add things easily. As we spot something else, we can add it to LibraryThing and it automatically shows up on our website. You'll see that there's a common strand to all of this. We're actually using Web2 technology and services to populate our cultural heritage website. So not only are we telling people about using these things, but we're also demonstrating them in use at the same time. We also like to feature certain things out of the Ariadne e-magazine. Ariadne is published by UConn, and although not everything is going to be relevant to the cultural heritage sector, certain things are. So we pick out the relevant things and then we use Delicious tags to pull them in and feature, you know, what's really useful out of each issue. Then we've got the best of selections and we look at specific areas, blogs, mailing lists, social networks, and we just choose up to 10 of those ones we think are most relevant. We've got a blogs directory. We're not actually trying to find all of the blogs that are out there in the cultural heritage area. We've got a main list and we've concentrated on blogs where the focus is on using Web2 technologies for the cultural heritage sector. But we've also then pulled together some examples of people using blogs for specific purposes. It might be to support book club groups in public libraries, or it might be for giving news, and we're using Dippity timelines to demonstrate this. So we're using another web tool ourselves there to demonstrate. And finally, there's the Cultural Heritage blog. This is where we put together information on things that we've noticed that are currently in the news, items of interest. We can also use the blog post to link to new intro bites that we've published, or new events that we've got coming up, or simply things that are in the news and of interest to the sector.
I believe you have also chosen a certain set of topics that you like to keep updated.
Well, when we started the Cultural Heritage website, we looked around at, first of all, what we'd got on the UConn website, and also the sorts of projects that our research and development team are working on, and what we actually have expertise on. And then we picked these topics as being, out of all of that, as the ones which were most relevant to the cultural heritage sector and digital information. So that's why we've come up with the collections and collection description, the metadata, the digital preservation, the social networking, supporting the user experience, and Web 2. Having decided on the topics, we then put together little areas of the site which pick up links to the main resources, also have links into the intro bytes which are relevant to that particular topic. We might also feature a blog if we found one, an email list which is relevant, and sort of bring that together. So that means that people can go into the site and they can either go in and look at a topic and find all of this information, or they can go in through the features, but you get the same sort of information.
That's very interesting, Anne. Thank you very much for your time today. I'll make sure that the details of the URL to the blog and the website are published alongside this podcast so that people can visit your very interesting sounding site. Thank you for your time.